Blog Talk Radio. ceiling. No reconciliation, no healing. Feeling kinda mad cold. Wickedness, some places jokers can't go. Cause of this, I'm just another chocolate child. Trying to get down for my crown, not like the rest. Motivation, money, sex, and sex, what a combo. Rather have self-respect when the crowd goes, that's that. No compromise, Christ or nothing. The same whether you say it in English or Russian. No fiend, don't play that. The cross you gotta bear, I can't weigh that. If it ain't the word of God, don't say that. If you mad, blame God, where to wait at?
That's what's on my mind. different about the girl you think I'm messing around. Oh, how can we hold our love, baby, hold our love down? Hey, baby, girl, got me thinking about leaving this time. Said I want to moan about it.
Satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
Yep, that's how we start this shizzo. Y'all already know right here, live in the building, wrecking the game, radio. Doing what it do, FLA style, all the way to Aussie land, kicking kangaroos all in the ass. Bang, 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 bang. Put all in the kangaroo's ass. Oh, my bad. I forgot you was on the phone. Shout out to my sexy international co-host.
Hello.
Flex. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
How your mama doing? How your family doing? How everybody doing?
Everyone's fine. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Gas. There's a gas. Where's my foot? Oh. This bullshit. No, we got to leave the guest for the day, y'all. She got somebody coming in here. Guess, but your ass better sign up. I don't give a shit. 12:30, you better sign up. You got over 15 minutes. That's like a record I'm setting here. Wow, fucking setting records. But shouts out to whoever that is hiding behind the mask. Shouts out to Goofy Bo. Straight Low Records, you know what I'm saying? Working on that new album about to drop soon. Make sure y'all look out for that. San Jose, standing up. We got Easy Rider doing what he do, man. Representing, you know what I'm saying? Real big. Kicking all you fucking skinheads' asses. Fucking skinheads. We don't play that bullshit. It's nothing but unity here. Like Vice Grips say, I'm smoking.
I'm interrupting for a sec. That guest is not my friend. I just checked.
How the hell you know that?
Because I just messaged my friend asking them if they're in the chat, and they said no.
Oh. That's an easy way to do it.
Yes, it is.
And definitely shouts out to Ned and Nat. You know what I'm saying? Taking over as the number one listener of Wrecking the Game Radio. Goofy Bone, of course, is first. Sorry. He has the record, ladies and gentlemen, with over 400,000 listens. Oh, sorry. Thinking about leaving this time. That's that shit. That's that jam. That's that good shit. Man, what the... See? There go damn, motherfucking, this goddamn Google Chrome bullshit. Fuck Google Chrome. I don't know why I even use that shit. It start up quick. That's the only reason I use it. It starts up quick. It's a good starter browser. That's it. Use that bitch for 10 minutes and then get the fuck off. Go! 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 Oh. Yeah. That's how we do it. So y'all already know what time it is, man. It's Wacko Jacko Farrah Fawcett Friday. You know what I'm saying? Somebody please turn back on the faucet. Turn back on the faucet, Nemo Farrah. Yeah. That's how we doing it right here, man. That's how we doing it. Lord, I'm
retarded, seriously.
That's how we doing it, yeah. Uh-huh. So lie to my peoples, man, you know. Want nobody call them Wacko Jacko. Because the media, god damn it, that's why, shit, they came up with that old bullshit. So I'm just using it today to be different from the rest of these corny-ass shows. No offense to you corny motherfuckers. Y'all know how to celebrate a homegoing, man. We was in New Orleans right now. We had fucking bands playing. Bitches flipping in the street. Goddamn, you know what I'm saying, doing what it do. That's how you supposed to go home. Shit, you can go home solemnly. Go home with a party. Bam. I go home. I want y'all to put me in a breakdancing position. You know what I'm saying? At my funeral and shit, I want me in a breakdance position. And that's how I'm, and then y'all put me in the casket. I want some old 85 breakdance music. Dun 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 dun. And you got to dress in 80s attire to my funeral and shit. Fuck it. You got to go out. You know what I'm saying? You don't go out sad. Shit. You go out happy than a motherfucker. That's what I believe. Shit. Shouts out to that dude that was standing up in his, my own boy. He was standing, well, he wasn't my homeboy now. But the dude was standing up at the funeral, and he was standing up at the funeral, and then he was in, you know what I'm saying, they put him in like a position, and shit. He had sunglasses on and everything. That's how he wanted to go out. Shit. Like he was chilling. I'm chilling like a motherfucker. Chilling like a motherfucker. So that's how I do. You know, RIP to both of you. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, man. But hey, shit happens. You know what I'm saying? You got to go one day. Can't live forever. You know. But I think all the stress kind of just hit old Mike, though. You know what I'm saying? It kind of just caught up with him. Because media stress is a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He running around, can't have his oxygen and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because all the bitch was breathing at first was pure oxygen. Then he went and tried to be Superman and breathe our shit. That would fuck him up, you know what I'm saying? Running around them kids that don't even look like them and shit. Father, what the hell did you call me? Your motherfucking father? You look like the church little girl? Shit. I'm your father. I'm your daddy. Mama, daddy. That's what you call us. No mother. Mother. You call your mother mother? Or you say mom? Or mom?
I call her mommy.
Mommy. Mommy, come here, mommy. Sound like a mummy. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I'd like to welcome everybody to the show, all the way from San Jose, California, hailing out of an amazing 200 and something pounds, standing at a whopping 6 foot something, it's the... I'm sorry, I'm choked up.
Come on,
the
man,
weed.
Get my stats correctly, please.
Hey,
standing
man.
Standing in at 242, I just weighed myself right now, and I I'm weighing at 242, and I'm standing at 6'2". So,
Okay. The Little Man. Go Big Bone.
Hey, everybody. I'm just taking a break from the studio because I have no more voice. Because fucking me and Bruce have been knocking shit out. But you know what pisses me off? I tell my friend, yeah, go ahead and take some weed because he had a girl that he left with last night. So I said, yeah, go ahead, take a blunt's worth because he's just going to blow it and fuck her and that's it. Motherfucker done took probably more than he should have. I'm done pissed off right now. But, I mean, that's Bruce. But I am.
That kind of great?
I'll tell you right now. See, I could be mad, and I could go to his house and knock his door down and wake him up with him and that naked bitch in the bed. But I don't want to do that. I'm just going to smoke what's left here, and that's it. Motherfucker took all my blunts, too. Cocksucker. I left me with one blunt. What a nice kid. Anyway, shout out to everybody. Goofy Bones back just for a day because God took an angel and a thriller from me. And all I got to say is rest in peace to both of them. I can't believe it. Farrah Fawcett, man, me and Boonies prayed for her in the morning time. And then I went to go see Transformers again. And I came back and the Big Grizz called and he said, they fuck it, Michael Jackson died. And I was like, shut the fuck. I thought it was, you know, just a hoax or something like that. Because Grizz likes to get on those internet rumors and shit like that. But anyways, I went home and I turned on the TV and boom. Damn, my heart just dropped.
Must have been, you know, been weird. All black people been dying at 50 and shit. Like, what the fuck is that? All black stars dying at 50 and shit. Like, bitch can't live no more.
Bernie Mac.
50, you know what I'm saying?
Bernie Mac,
damn,
one of them.
What the hell is this 50 shit going on? This is a 50 trend and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Smelly, you better not be a star. At least if you're not a star, you'll last past 50.
Hell yeah. They ain't smoke weed. Yeah, they problem. I smoke weed.
Shout out to Nettie and Easy Rider and Miss Tasha. You know I love you.
I love you too, baby.
And I just hope that you enjoyed seeing Boo News on the webcam.
Shout out to News Boo. Boo News?
Boo Boy.
Boo News.
Oh.
Yes.
I had to talk his language real quick. Talk to him. So when he re-listen, he'll know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
He's just the cutest little thing, for real.
All right. So I had to send a shout out to him real quick. You know what I'm saying? That was a shout out. Doggy style.
Hey, I heard your show with that sexologist chick.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll give her props, but man, she ain't no sexologist.
She ain't.
If
I'm sorry.
You want to see a sexologist, I'll tell you right now. I'll let you know.
Well, I enjoy the company, goddammit. F all y'all. We had a good time, shit. You know,
time Smelly flirting with her.
Hell yeah, fucking
I don't know about y'all, but Smelly, lost your virginity at 15?
Yeah.
And she lost it at what, 17?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, shit, you want to know how old I was when I lost it? I lost it to a 24-year-old woman, too. 24 divided by 2. And what is that?
Wow,
rape, motherfucker.
Really?
Rape.
Hey, you know what?
Statutory rape. That's
the hell no. Nah, you know, because I'll tell you all the story. My cousin, it was my cousin's birthday. My cousins are like 10 years older than me. But they had to, my mom and their mom went to Reno, so they had to watch me for the weekend. Well, anyways, my cousin Tom's 21st birthday. And he called over some chicks. So the chick asked him, like, how many guys are over? I was the youngest. I was only 12. And then there was, you know, like a couple of 20s and you know, whatever. So he said, you know, it's me and, like, 5 other people. So he basically said to bring, like, 5. But he was actually counting for his friends and then not counting for me. So they brought one for me. And, you know, she was all mad because everyone was in the rooms making out and shit like that. She was stuck on the couch with the little guy. So anyway, she started drinking all the beer. And then I was flicking through the channels, and we had the box back in the days. And, you know, the Spice Channel came on. So she's all, wait a minute, turn that back. And I was all, oh, okay. You know, I was all hella scared. So she's all, you know how to do stuff like that? I was like, shit, girl, I'm 17. I know what to do. I was scared as hell. Well, anyways, that was, I didn't have a rubber or anything, so I just, you know, did my thing and nutted. And, you know, I didn't know how to fuck. But, you know, she told me I did a good job. But, shit, I was just watching the Spice Channel, like, to try to learn what the guy was doing on TV. You know what I mean? It's like, shit. I was in the moment. I had to handle my business, and I did. But, shit.
Hell no.
But when I really first started fucking was, like, 14. But, yeah, I lost that, and then I had my two-year span of jacking off, and then I really started fucking. But... Anyway,
tales of a goofy bone. Yeah, well, you know, anybody who talk openly about their sexuality is cool with me. So she did it in a professional way.
Well, no, it was a good show, but I mean, as claiming as a sexologist, where the fuck's Dr. Ruth, if you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, Dr. Ruth. Now,
I could have fucking told you all what she said. And half of it was bullshit. And who the fuck was she to turn around and say that pineapple juice doesn't work when I know for a fact it does? Because me and my
pineapple juice for what?
No, she ain't said it didn't work. She said you still got to take care of your body though. Like if you dehydrate yourself and you drink pineapple juice, that shit gonna I had a conversation last night about that, and that was that very thing that was brought up. It's dehydration. You can't be dehydrated. You know what I'm saying? If so, then it leaves a bad taste.
Off of
pineapple juice. But the pineapple juice does sweeten it.
I'm talking about pineapple juice. Fuck dehydration. Fuck the food that you eat. I'm talking pineapple juice. If you drink pineapple juice, Goofy, it tastes different. It tastes better. And I know because me and my ex tried it. We experimented. And it's true. It worked.
Wait a minute, hold on, everybody. I'm lost. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Nut. Sucking or swallowing.
Oh, what?
You know,
to drink some pineapple
juice
and nut at the same time?
No, how to make it come sweeter.
Oh, how to make it come sweeter. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know. Well, so what are you saying?
Drink pineapple juice.
Apple juice?
Drink pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice. Mm-hmm.
Oh, pineapple juice? Okay. Well, I don't know. I never had no complaints about my salty nut, but I mean, shit. you know, years ago when we were camping, you know how when you go camping, they have, like, the bathroom with the showers there and shit? Well, I was fucking that chick in the shower, and, she was going to swallow first, and then she spit that shit. She goes, oh my God, this is so salty tasty. Oh my God. I tell you. Oh, shout out to Rebecca for doing that too, man. Rebecca from what's that city called?
Now everybody's going to be looking for Becca and shit.
Oh,
hey, where's
God.
That chick named Becca? She swallowed.
Something with a U. Oh, Ukiah. It's in Ukiah. It's in Northern California. Her name is Rebecca.
Yeah.
Rebecca, Billy Joe, and Sarah. Shouts out to them.
Man.
I was over 10 years ago, but fuck it.
Hell no. That's crazy. Y'all heard it here first. It's school.
Y'all heard it here first.
Damn, I'm regular game radio.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Smelly, but... Oh, no, it's okay. Don't worry. It's all right. I won't even get into it. Next subject.
What's this? Piss out the sexologist DSO? Had to go into your language.
Oh, that motherfucker, he hung up. I just clicked over on the other line.
Little cocksucker.
I thought I was talking to Bruce, because he called me, and I clicked over, and I thought it was him, so I said that. Motherfucker.
Oh,
I'm going to whoop his ass. Cocksucker, take all my weed. Hold on, let's see.
And you were saying...
Hmm?
And you were saying...
Nah, nothing, man. It's all good. It's all good.
Well, Wacko Jacko, Farrah Fawcett. R.I.P., you know? You ever watch Charlie's Angels?
Yes.
Oh, you did? Who's your favorite character?
Yes. She was. She's beautiful. Yeah. She was so nice.
Was you met her before?
Mm-hmm. No. Just nice in general. Like, she was always
How
nice.
How you know she was nice then? She
could have
been a bitch.
On interviews and shit. Yeah, she could have been a bitch. But from what I've seen, she was nice.
Oh. Are you looking at a body or something? Were you checking out? Wow, she has a nice rack. Oh, and we're back live on the show. Oh, yeah, but shouts out to Farrah Fawcett. I seen Cannonball was my shit. Shouts out to the Cannonball motherfucking run. Shouts out to damn Don DeLaRice, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to him, man. Shit. What's up with motherfucker, what's his name? Burt Reynolds. Anybody? There's only one person on the phone.
What? Sorry, I completely missed that.
Look at this shit.
What?
Where my mute button at? Where my mute button at? Oh, and I'm back. I say, where's Burt Reynolds at? What is he up to?
How the fuck would I know? Google him. Let's Google him.
Well, you know, the nice thing is that he apologized.
That's my Google mute.
And I
always
Bruce
do
Bruce.
That.
And I quote from Bruce Bruce, come on, I had a nice lady. At least let me smoke her out before I fuck her.
All right, you better check. Is this your guest with the black cat?
Hey, you know what? I think that's Miss Mika, because there's only one guest that I see. Oh, look, she done left.
Oh, they already know.
There's only one guest with a cat, and I swore to God that that's Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, yeah, I think so too.
Hey, sign back in. What the? Oh no, this is that shit. Yeah, close all that shit. Hey, fuck out of there.
Anyways, you got some Michael Jackson we could play, man? Because I've been sad all night.
Shit, I got some YouTube videos.
I have heaps. I'm gonna have my own show for him later. Are you doing a Vice show, Smelly?
Vice. Well, I just play all. Well,
I'm asking.
I'm downloading.
Are you actually gonna do one for him? Because if not, then I'm gonna do one at 2:00.
Okay. All right. It don't matter. The show is a show.
Hey, how's IB? Okay, has anyone talked to IB?
Yeah. We talked to him. He's doing good. You know what I'm saying? Mom's out and everything. You got some Michael Jackson music loaded up?
Well, me? No.
No.
What I tell you is Miss Mika right there. I can smell pussy from miles, I tell you. Fucking goofy bones, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back just for a day, but fuck it. Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett. You know what pisses me off was I didn't even get a chance to mourn Farrah Fawcett, and the motherfucking Michael Jackson died. They totally forgot about Farrah Fawcett. That's sad.
That's so true. But hell, if Princess Diana was motherfucking alive now and then she died, she'd drown out both of them. So then you'd be saying the same thing. Well, damn, fucking Princess Diana died and shit.
That's how Miss Mika.
You know, hey.
I told you, if you see a guest with a cat avatar, it's me. I knew it.
Big Collins in the building. I smell a Beat Rocker production.
What's going on, man?
Oh, you already know what time it is. Beat Rock Production in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. T. Collins.
Beat Rock Productions, much love from California. What's up, brother?
Hello.
Appreciate that. How y'all doing? Feeling bad for my homie, Michael. Feeling bad right now.
Yeah, man, you know. That's a sad thing. It's a terrible day for people.
None of this music shit right here would be going on at all for me if it ain't had nothing to do with him and his J. Curl.
Yeah.
Amen to that, brother.
Trying to develop your style, you know what I'm saying? That was the first one that showed you how to move your body, you know what I'm saying? Robot and everything else. That was
Mike. Ain't really all about that, man. It's all about really, you know, how he stood out in the whole music thing. You know what I mean? When he was just different than every time he did something. You know what I mean? In his day, you had Marvin Gaye's and all that. They were doing their thing, Aretha Franklin's and all that. But then he come out with the PYT. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was doing that, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's still futuristic right now. So, I mean, that's a big loss. That's a big loss right there. So.
You know what makes me laugh is that when I remember when I was in my fucking Transformer pajamas and I used to take the vacuum cleaner and I used to sing Billie Jean. The vacuum cleaner.
The old ones that used to curve, like with a handle.
Yeah, ones. The old ones that curve, the white ones.
Yeah, yeah. I see you on that.
If you online right now at blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, you can click on the link in the chat room, and that'll take you to the Michael Jackson Beat It video provided by YouTube.com. It's going down throwbacks right here.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Who's PT?
PT, Party Time?
Yeah, who's he?
DJ Party Time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's my homeboy. That's my co-partner. For Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Yeah, what about?
What?
No, because he signed the card.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I asked him to come through, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
beautiful.
He represents.
Tell him thank you so much.
Yeah, he represents. You know how we do it.
Who is that, Low Cost?
Who that who? Yeah, Party
Time.
Low Cost?
No, I'm saying that lady. Who is that, Low Cost? Too many?
Oh, no, that's my co-host. That's Miss Tyson Triple X in Australia.
I thought it was Low Cost.
How you doing, honey?
I'm feeling, how's it going?
That's where your music at, nigga. That's where your music is at in Australia.
Hey, Smelly, you think after the show we could go hang out at that pool hall?
Oh, yeah, sure, brother.
Hey, you know what, Smelly? That you're the guy with the white jacket, and I just put it on you.
Hell, no.
You see my description. Everybody go get your dusty-ass Michael Jackson pants and your dusty Just Beat It jacket. You know what I'm saying?
And your
one glove with that one cube of zirconia left on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
But, hey, no, wait a minute. What about the piano shirt? The white piano shirt?
I ain't had a piano shirt. Yeah, but
I got the old Michael Jackson shirt.
Yeah,
I got the old MJ shirt when he had the glittery socks and he had the shoes on, and he had got Michael Jackson on it right there. I got that.
Oh, was it black and the white, with the glittery
socks. The socks ain't glittery no more. They ain't glittery no more now. That's hold up now. That's
well, that's
15
old.
Years of glittering. So that shit is gone. But the feet still there out this bitch.
That's good, man. Shit.
Man,
God bless Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett, man. The Lord has took to the beauty and music. That's what he took from us.
You know what I was wondering? You know how when you die, you know what I'm saying, they say you turn black, right? So is Michael Jackson turning back black?
Michael Jackson probably look like a little baby right now.
Man, my bad, y'all. My bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's much love, man. It's much love, man.
Nah, it smells so good. It smells good.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna say something real. I'm gonna say, you know, real talk right here. Everybody talks shit about Michael Jackson, right? Everybody. I don't care. Before yesterday, everybody was like, you know what I'm saying? He's smelling like little boys or something. But really, when you, like all day today, they've been playing Michael Jackson songs, really. And you never really notice the impact somebody has on something. Until they gone, really. You don't really pay attention to it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
No, they were playing ABC. You know what I'm saying? And that shit right there, when they played it, the kid came on my eye. I was like, damn, that dude had history. You could follow his whole life. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He's been in the industry for 20 years.
And changes in
music
followed him.
Is that you can remember every time you seen the fucking, like, the
every fucking time.
You can remember where you were in
where
your
life. Where you were at that point. You know what I mean? And how many people can you say that? How many people you can say, yo, I remember when, you know what I'm saying, I was sitting eating a hamburger or something and fucking Thriller came on. You know what I mean? You can't say that about anybody these days. So when they were playing those songs, you know what I mean? Like fucking, I feel like somebody's watching me and all that shit. Shit, I forgot that he even made. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
You know that Thriller? Remember when they did that on MTV when they promoted it and all that shit back in the 80s?
Yeah, yeah.
Me and my moms were actually sitting by the TV waiting for that thing to come out.
Man, I run from that shit. That was some spooky shit. Fuck what y'all talking about.
Now the thing about Mike though, every one of his motherfucking videos was mini motherfucking movies. Ain't an artist ever came out and did that
criminal
shit. Even till this day, every single one
criminal
of his videos start out like a motherfucking movie. He's sitting there, he acting. He man, come on now. The video I just dropped
motion
in the chat room is a prime example. This is You Rock My World. This is a prime example. The way his shit, every one of his shit start out. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking Smooth Criminal was the epitome of a mini. That was the shit right there. You know what I mean? I dare one of y'all to stand there and try to toss a quarter into a machine.
Oh. Give y'all a little bit of that Chris Rock. Oh, it's Chris Tucker, my bad. Chris Tucker!
Made me want to go home and try to throw a quarter in the soda machine. Just try to throw that Smooth Criminal on there. Yeah. Shit, smell it. I was just hitting you up, though. I was just showing love.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man. You know, hell, I ain't playing music, but you can check it out on YouTube. And we
I'm just showing love. I get that shit open.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. You know what time it is. Yeah. T Collins, y'all represent 813, you know what I'm saying? Beat Rocker Production. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out my dog Security Ron holding it down. That's how we do it right here live, Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Peter Weed Straw. Hey, Vice Grip, blasted love. Hello? Alright, well, he's there. He is there. But we're gonna listen to this You Rock My World live. You know what I'm saying? And in person. That's how we do it right here. That was my shit too. You know what I'm saying? That You Rock My World video. Yeah, that was the shit. That song was the shit. So we're gonna listen to the ish. Make sure y'all go out and you know what I'm saying. Well, I'm pretty sure everybody done did that shit. The world's biggest selling album of all time. 25th anniversary Thriller. Go out and get your copy today. Yeah. Uh-oh. There you go. Uh-oh. Watch out. Who that is?
What
I thought they were touching stuff. And said, ooh, ah, I'm on fire. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. That's my shit. Uh-oh, uh-oh, watch out. Slam my leg, slam my leg. Uh-oh. Doing my Michael Jackson turn. Watch out. I ain't got no hat, though. You in there, man. Stop pushing the button. I keep saying hello, hello. Vice. Can you hear that?
But nothing.
Oh, there you go. What happened? Your phone just clicked in. I don't know. You've been on that, though. What's up, brother? Yeah, hello?
It's nothing to me, man.
Yeah, you say Lori Howard?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's nothing to
me. No, it's not Lori Howard. No.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Lori Howard. I'm giving out my motherfucking phone number, Lori Howard. I know who the hell you is. What kind of shit is that? What's up, Vice? What's going on today, brother?
I love you.
You know, vibing with some Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? A little vibe, a little Michael Jackson music in the background, you know what I'm saying? That's how it goes down. You know, R.I.P., you know what I'm saying? Remembrance of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett. Two icons in the game. You already know it, man. R.I.P. to David Carradine, Kung Fu Master. Mr. Kill Bill. That's real. R.I.P. to everybody, man. All the fallen stars, man. Lost all the damn black stars. What the hell going on? C-O-N-spiracy.
Sorry. My friend's decided.
Oh, what, he in the chat or something?
He's sad. He's upset. I think he's taking the piss out of me because on my Yahoo, I've gone, rest in peace, Michael Jackson. He's like, Michael died, I'm going to commit suicide. And I'm laughing because I think that's funny. Because he's retarded.
Yeah, for real. But you need to say some bullshit like that, homie. You need to slap yourself. Please slap yourself now. Now. You know, Michael was very violent, too. In all his videos,
Sorry?
He was either crashing some motherfucking bottles, whooping somebody's ass, or busting motherfucking car windows. Every video. Grungy and Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana, stop
taking his shirt off. You know what I'm saying? Mike was wild. I don't know what y'all was seeing. He lived a wild life. He was a part animal. Just lived in the oxygen tank at nighttime. You know what I'm saying? It was all good. It's all good. Everybody do their thing. You know? I can't speak on Farrah Fawcett. You know, I have a cannonball run. Hey, baby. Never heard from you again. But shouts out to you. You know? That was my shit, you know? Uh-oh. It's the showdown. Every video, there's always a showdown. You know what I'm saying? It's always a dance standoff. That's where You Got Served came from. See what I'm saying? They ain't know nothing about that until Mike came up with that. But it's all good. Watch. Oh, see, y'all ain't watching the videos. Y'all can't even watch along with me. But if you like to watch along and replay this and then watch the YouTube video and match it up to what I'm saying right now, that'll be a cool effect. Please do that. Oh, my bad. Was y'all listening to me? Y'all was actually listening to me. Wow. I'm so proud. I'm so proud.
You're not saying nothing to Vice.
What? Well, I'm saying something to you. Say what's up, Vice.
Yeah, I told him I could see, but I don't hear him nothing.
Oh, no, your phone keep cutting out. It's it, like you ain't saying nothing. Hello?
Yeah, blessed love. Don't skip down for unity. How you doing, Natasha? And
good. How are you?
Bless you all with love, peace and love and unity. And that's the one. I don't know if I script is all for the people, you know, whether you're black, pink, blue, gay, straight, you know, to all for you and all the haters, I script to tell you love and pray for them to make them be a better person. I don't know. When I see Vice script and when I hear Vice script, you hear love. You see? You don't know. This is how we do it. What are you doing?
I was trying to understand what you were saying. Sorry. But I'm good. I'm good, thank you.
I understand what you say. Just say, repeat yourself once again, Vice Grip. You don't know Vice Grip is all about love, peace, and unity.
Yes, it is. I love that. That's beautiful.
And if you don't understand what I say, I can repeat myself. I can say it a different way. And that's what I'm saying for you to understand. So don't feel bad to ask Vice Grip. What did you say, Vice Grip?
Huh?
Explain it to you.
He's knocking niggas out, burning the buildings down and shit. Man, Mike was a violent motherfucker. Well, I love you, Mike. Yeah. If y'all watching the You Rock My World video, y'all already know he kicks ass. Y'all don't want to fuck with Mike. Mike kick y'all ass. Burn your house down. Skate. Oh.
What's doing?
Who that? What happened? Who, huh?
Hey, Tasha.
Ah. I'm here.
Understand Vice, right?
Not all the time. I try.
Well, I have to say, well, Vice, what? Okay, don't feel bad. You know, don't feel that I'm gonna the way you ask me what I say. If you don't understand, okay. That's a video you say a while ago, and then I will explain it for you, to make you understand.
Okay, or
Smelly
can just explain, because he understands
it
better than what I do.
But you don't know what Vice Grip up to unity. It's all about unity. It's all about peace. It's all about love. Because you don't know, peace and love is medicine.
Okay.
Happiness.
They're going to make a movie in... 12, who the fuck do 12-minute video?
Smelly, I'm just talking to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What happened? Who happened? Hello?
What about the Depot's commitment to small businesses?
Wow, it's really raining hard.
Small business. Wow.
And all to the damn. Hours. Y'all gonna mother talk? Alright, well then let me go about my business then. London, England. We're watching Michael Jackson. Wow. Hello.
Hey, Michael. Hello.
Check Mike out, man. Mike harder than a motherfucker, man. God damn, how the hell you just turn your entire body white? That's hard a little bit.
I just want to say that.
Hey, you sure you can be done? I never.
If you want good credit, do a mic.
These will be my final show performances in London. This will be it. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it. Because,
I ain't never really seen Mike stand then talk. That's hard.
I'll be performing the songs my fans want to hear. This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call. Okay? And I'll see you in July. And
I love Michael. Love Michael. I love you. I love you. Y'all wonder what we're looking at? You can click on the link at, what is this?
I really do. You have to know that. I love you so much.
NBC.
From the bottom of my heart.
NBCBayArea.com. /news/entertainment/JackO is BackO.
All right. Who's calling me on the bat line? Hey. Yeah, I'm doing my show.
Okay, so we just hit those boxes out the kitchen so I can work on something else
in there? Yeah, well, it's raining right now.
I know, but I don't want to deal with two boxes the whole
day. Oh, yeah.
All right.
That was a going away farewell to London, England. Shouts out to them. So if you want to check out a whole bunch of videos, y'all already know, go to Michael Jackson on YouTube.com. It's got all the old school videos, black and white, remember the time. Ghost, what the hell is a ghost? I don't remember that one. All right, well. Oh, okay. Put more credit on it. What kind of shit is that? All right. Well, shout out to Miss Natasha Triple X. Get to the song real quick, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Vibe right here. You know what I'm saying? Ain't a sad day. You know what I'm saying? It's a happy day. Because, hey, you got to go someday. At least you know that you love. You know what I'm saying? It's better to die loved than to be unloved. So, hey, love you, Mike. You already know, man.
Feel the pressure. Yeah. box, every year last year, good to me. Baby, it's the hood of me. I keep it gutter for my folks the way it's supposed to be. First from the gates and never switching it up. Right back to the booth, man, I be gassing it up. I keep it real for the streets and only speak the truth. I'm gonna keep doing me, boy, just keep doing you. Off top, mind, forget all the fun. I'm just trying to sell these units, get this cool and change my lifestyle for my family and get them better things. Get back to my loved ones so that my heart remains. I keep my game face off, you know I'm focused to win it. Never sell my soul to the devil, man, I struggle to get it. Straight lost, straight came the fact we see on that real tip. We got love for the game, one love you did.
Straight low. Going down live right here in the building, man. You know? Doing what it does, keeping it real, keeping it true. You already know, man. You gotta do what you gotta do to take to get by, you know what I'm saying? You never know when you're gonna go. You know, you just gotta take one day at a time, stay on your grind. Rain or shine. Rain or shine. Pray to the Lord that, hey, when it is your time to go, you go to where you need to go, and your destination is already set. So you should already know, hey, let's roll. Oh, what was going? And we're back. Vice, man, what's up today, brother? Is it raining down now?
Yeah, it's kind of what's up now. It's setting up down here, you know, but it's not raining as yet.
Oh, yeah, it's coming down, yeah, it's been coming down for a little minute down here. It started this morning.
Yeah, man, my foot feet bad, man. I don't have any computer, man. It's really sad because, you know, people been sending me information and I cannot get to it because I can't check my email. I don't have a computer to check my email. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I call it my honor, my foot block, man. I can't get to send out my music, I cannot get to go on my show, I can't do nothing. Things is really bad, man, over here, man. There's no job, so that I have some money to get me a computer so I can, you know, do my thing.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, if anybody want to call in, y'all want to send y'all condolences or whatever about Mr. Mike or Miss Fair Fawcett. It's 347-237-5125, you know what I'm saying? Be heard live to the world, you know what I'm saying? To the world. Going down real big like that. This is Wrecking the Game Radio, worldwide radio. It's going down. So, you know.
That cost that about $600.
What was that?
$600 the part, you know, to fix the computer, it costs like about $600 and change, you know.
Buy a damn $300 computer and keep it moving. Buy a computer for about $300. Buy $300. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Man, Comp USA, most of any of them name brand stores running the specials right now. Anytime it's during the holidays, the best time to shop for cheap electronics. Pretty much anywhere you go, Memorial Day, 4th of July, all them weekends like that, Labor Day. You know what I'm saying? They always have cheap shit. They got laptops down here for $300. So, that's Comp USA. Nope. Which is actually TigerDirect.com, so it's not Comp USA. So you're getting shit at wholesale prices, you know what I'm saying, right there in the store. Live. Oh, you got to love it. If you're up on technology, you know what I'm saying, that's where you need to go. Oh. Don't stop till you get enough. Oh. It's Smoker's Remix. Smoke with me. And I'm feeling high. Hey.
nothing better than that fire. Talk about that good earth. All that good earth. All that good earth.
Oh, sorry, y'all. I had to go into my smoker's remix. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that here. And mud flap, twin robots disguised as kind compact hatchbacks, constantly brawl and bicker in rap-inspired street slang. They're forced to acknowledge that they can't read. One has a gold tooth. As good guys, they fight alongside the Autobots and are intended to provide comic relief. But their trails raise the specter of stereotypes, most notably seen when Jar Jar Binks, the clumsy, broken English-speaking alien from Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, was criticized as a character. Oh. Alright, so, what's the point? It's one thing when robot cars are racial stereotypes, but the movie also had a buck-toothed black guy who is briefly in one scene who's also stereotyped. They're like the fools, an 18-year-old. The comic relief is in a degrading way. So, okay, people don't like new Transformers. All right. They were hilarious. Every movie has a standout character, and I think they were the ones for this movie. I mean, yeah, exactly. It's a fucking movie, people. What the fuck wrong with y'all, man? Jeez. You crazy these days. Shouts out to Transformers. I watched it briefly. I was wondering what the hell I was watching. Okay, so that was a new Transformer. You know, when you catch it on bootleg and shit, it don't look... it look a little fuzzy, but it looked like the movie. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I did. I watched a little bit of it. It looked hot. It looked like it had a lot of action in it, you know what I'm saying? You know? But everybody going to be their nitpickers, you know what I'm saying? If the motherfucking robot acted, you know what I'm saying, and was talking like, hey, dude, like, I mean, you know, I'm a robot, you know, they would have said something about that, so who the fuck cares, you know what I'm saying? Mother, y'all, that's what I see. Go on now, man. Hey, shouts out to you Transformer lovers. And hate us. You know what I'm saying? We need all you mother. You know? We need all you mother. Yeah, that's how we do it. I ain't lying. It's Miss Poetic Day. I'm feeling the building. How you doing? Good. All right, good. Thank you for coming through. You know what I'm saying? Miss Mika Micah. You know what I'm saying? However you know I call it good. You know how I do. Miss Mika Micah. Holding it off up in here, you know what I'm saying? Purring all up in the place and shit, you know what I'm saying? And then Goofy Boo! Working on an album out of Straight Low Records, you know what I'm saying? They putting together that new album. Make sure y'all look out for that. It's about to drop. Also, look out for Juton! You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Cannon, New Jersey, you know, Juton. You know, June 30th, the album drops, man. Check out that new single, Get At Me. You know, we got it right here. Live on the shit, though. You know how we do, though. And that's how it gets, though. So, all right, Peter Wacko. Jacko. Ferret turned off the faucet. Yeah. That's what we doing right here live, man. Yeah, I'm back. Are you black or white? Tell y'all, man, y'all got, when I put them, put the DVD together, put the DVD about Mike together, you know what I'm saying?
called The Other Side of Mike. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know. Y'all know what y'all looking at. Just entertainment. Mike was a thug. That's what he was. He was a thug. So, yeah. I looked at all his videos. I was watching all the videos. Mike is a thug. He's a gangster. He kicks people's asses, busts balls, tears up fucking property. He's a gangster. Gangster Pop, that's what I'm going to call him. He's the Gangster Pop.
The fuck you talking about, Michael Jackson, the Gangster Pop, man?
Yeah, he's the Gangster Pop.
He's a gangster.
Check his videos, man. Kick ass every video. De-arm people in every video. Flip them. Then he spin off and then do his choreography dance on them and shit. You know what I'm saying? He a gangster.
Hey, am I lying?
Are you?
I'm live on the streets of San Jose. I'm on Morrell and Berryessa Road. I got to go to the bank, deposit some cash, or my cable bill and internet bill will be out in a flash. So, yeah.
All right, you then. On the hoop. So we can go ahead and send the boys to you real quick. Y'all make sure y'all write this down the second time. I know y'all slow. Okay, what did you say again, sir?
Yes, the road. Look for the Dante Charger on 22. Come fuck with me. I dare you, motherfucker. All day, every day. Shit.
That's how we roll. Fight, la roll.
Hey, Miss Tasha, you there, Miss Tasha?
No, she fell off. She had to go get some more minutes on the phone. We got blessed love in the building.
Blessed love. What are you doing, man?
Man, I miss you, man. I was just saying that I miss you, not earlier. I was saying that I miss you, man. Trust me, I miss your company. I am blessed, man. I am so blessed to be your friend, to you.
Oh, blessed love. I'm blessed to have a friend like you, friend.
And blessed love every time. I don't ask for peace and unity, no matter what. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, Vice. It's always good to have you.
And those that are haters, Vice, could bless them and give them love still and play the song Crabs in a Barrel for them to open up their eyes, because they're blind. They can't see that they are pulling on their brothers and sisters in the barrel. Like, the crabs in the barrel are not going nowhere. You understand what I'm saying, sir?
Yeah, that's crazy. Try our new ATM machine. Don't wait in line. And you should have rest in peace Michael Jackson right there.
Huh?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm watching Michael Jackson. Yes, please.
I gotta help me. They were going to rob the bank, bitch. I came to deposit money. Oh, is that me? What the fuck you watching, Smelly? I'll keep the 50 for myself. And then we'll do it like that.
You broke Michael.
The fuck you talking about?
Goddamn, the hell is this black and white video? Macaulay Culkin.
The Home Alone.
Made a fucking movie, man. Every damn shit he do is movies. You in the chat room?
Right here.
How the hell is he doing that shit? We got Miss Poetic D, Miss Tasha, Triple A, Miss Micah, you know what I'm saying, chilling off in the chat room. I think Ned and Ned probably back.
Right now. My teller's name is Mike. Right here. Em quay không, Mike?
Quen Tong. A Phan Chung. Mike Hoàng Hàng Quang.
I say it right.
Oh.
Right, thank you.
Chào boy toy. Bang.
Anyway.
Oh.
Who's in the chat room?
Mother, I just said all it was in the boy. I had to put my bleep meat on because you got
to. Hey, thanks, man. Yeah, you gotta get to the church, even though it's probably a scam. Oh, hold on, brother. Let me give you a little something.
Are you giving tips, Nick?
Yeah,
you
got
to.
Yeah, God bless you. Hey, man, you better pray for Michael Jackson. Yeah, I know, but pray for him.
You better say you already gone.
I tell the guy, I go, hey, you need to pray for Michael Jackson. He goes, he's dead already. I go, yeah, but you still got to pray for him.
Hello.
I collect some money for the church, but I don't know. Sometimes I think that money goes somewhere else.
You know what? What the hell is that?
What? That's my fucking radar detector.
Oh, shit. Oh. Now, that was some marsupials on the phone or something. I thought like kangaroos crossing. A kangaroo mother.
Hi, baby. I am so sorry. My phone is so messed up. I've been trying to get through since it hung up.
Oh.
My message to people does survive.
Oh, but you can hear the show still, right?
No. My computer.
I'm playing through your speakers. Oh, so you didn't just hear us talking about?
No, my computer stuck. No, what were you saying?
Oh, okay. Nothing. Hey, how you doing in the back? All right. Miss Tasha's back, y'all. All right.
Fuck off. What did you say?
Hold on.
Oh, man. I ain't going to talk about you behind your back, woman.
What did you say?
I'll wait till you turn around first. No.
Oh.
Oh, just man. Just man. No, we did it.
What's Diana Ross's reaction?
Diana Ross's reaction?
It is. Remember?
Oh, you put it up though? Oh, I thought you put it up there in the chat.
Yeah, fuck, I'm at the bank. How the hell am I going to put it up in the chat?
Man, that shit look crazy, man. They got the motherfucking white chick turning to the damn Jamaican dude. Jamaican turning to the Asian. Asian turning to the black. Black turning to the Korean. Korean turning to the goddamn Chad. Chad turns into motherfucking Susie Wong. Susie Wong is turning into Felipe. And then Chad is back. How the fuck Chad is back?
Hey, look, I'm checking out every radio station. They're all playing Michael Jackson. That's crazy.
You know that, man. You all right. Come on now. Come on now. Mike is the arena for all music, man. All the way across the fucking board. Shit.
That's right.
One for Mike. You motherfuckers wouldn't be singing shit. Elvis, nobody else. Fuck that.
And you and for me and the entire human race.
Man.
Gangster in the world, I'm listening to Michael Jackson, but he made a better play for you and for me.
What the
hell? Oh, I guess I was off cue, sorry,
but I wanna know what the hell you were singing. You totally gave a new meaning to the Michael Jackson song. Cause I didn't, what the hell you were singing?
Just relax. I was here in the world.
No, you guys, we are the world.
No, I said heal the world.
Oh. Heal the world. Make it a better place. Yeah, I remember that one. That's an old song.
Yeah, y'all remember, see, Mike was peaceful at first. And then Mike turned into a thug for some reason. I don't know.
He turned into a thug.
Started busting windows, pulling the zipper down. Ah! And, you know what I'm saying? And zipping it back up all seductively on videos and shit. Jumping and just going wild. He's just going wild. Mike gone wild. Y'all look out for my new DVD coming out. Mike gone wild. You know, available for purchase internationally. 3009 is coming out soon.
On the floor, in the ground.
Should I am the one.
And we are now singing off key with Goofy Bone.
I want to sing a song right here. Told me her name was Natasha. I've got the scene.
Oh, shit. Where's my mute button?
I love that. Oh, my goodness.
Motherfucker, better not come out no commercial using my shit either. You know what I'm saying? You know, they came out that fucking easy button. Damn. It's so easy. Press the button. It's so easy. That's bullshit.
Natasha, not my love.
My mute ass. My motherfucking mute ass. I'm about to mute you, son.
But the kid is not my son.
Boo news is your son. What you say?
Hey, man, I was singing a song for Natasha.
Right. We all did not want to hear that. I mean, yeah, I heard that. I'm sorry.
Come on, man. I even put you and Sonny J in the song.
Oh, you did? That shows you how much I was listening. Oh.
Hey, just be quiet. Tell me. I'm off cue now.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what the hell. Shook a boom, boom. Shit you singing.
Oh, no. In around, baby.
We are off key with Goofy.
Oh, man, don't me. Be careful who I love. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts.
This is Karachoki live on the Reckoning Game radio show.
He's so cute.
Natasha is not my love.
Enter now. 347-237-5125 if you would like to karaoke yourself. Please follow along.
Natasha.
Our current karaoke winner is Goofy Bone out of San Jose, California. Yes.
I'm the one.
Yes, you are the one. You are the karaoke winner.
Natasha, you can't be my lover.
Oh my god. You what?
But Smelly always told me, be careful who I love. Don't go around breaking blonde top girls' hearts.
Ah, there.
Oh, I'm tired of you.
Please, somebody shoot all of us for that. We apologize for his character joking.
Not my lover.
Oh, no. Wow. You might want to save that for the booth, brother. You might want to save that for the booth. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
We're going to Econo Liquors. Oh, shit, they have the Hennessy Girls today? What time?
You're going to get two scrawny chicks in there that don't even drink Hennessy and shit.
Hold on. Hey, Grizz drinks Hennessy.
Would you like a shot of
some Hennessy? That chick will be here today? Oh, man, I got to be. If I buy a bottle, you think she'll take a picture of it naked?
Not naked.
Not naked? All right. Give me two packs of my stuff.
Well, for definitely either her or, like, you know.
Shit, I hope so.
What the hell is two packs of your stuff? Like, he motherfucking know you. Motherfucker, I know you.
It's from the pool.
He know you. He know you was up. Shout put him on. Put him on radio, Nev. He know you.
Hey, what do you think about Michael Jackson dying? That's fucking crazy, huh? I know. It's all in one day, huh? Crazy. Bye, boss. I'll see you later.
All right, now, Ed McMahon. Damn. He been dropping off. He falling off.
For real.
New generation of superstars. We got to step up. Time for him to get into the movie.
Anyways, what's up?
Shit. Rain. What's down?
What's happening? Gotta go get some blunts. I'm sorry. Shit.
Yeah, that's what I got to do.
The fucking Hennessy girls. I got to write that down. I'm going to tell Bruce and Grizz. Hey, man, this is a fine ass. She got big old tits, too. Not big like Tasha, so.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just saying it for her, you know, before she had a chance to say it, you know.
Natasha, not my lover. She's just a block chalk girl who claims that I am the one.
Please, someone shoot him now.
There's a cop. I just told him to go fuck himself. Let's see if he's looking at me right now.
Put him on the road. Put him on the phone right now.
I'll be watching live on conservative radio, and we're talking about racial profiling. I'm dressing like a gangster right now to see if you would pull me over, sir. And the facts are true that you would.
Hey. And now they'll be like, yes, this is Dr. Why the fuck? Yes, my name is Dr. Why the fuck did you pull him over? Yes, we're trying to find out why you pulled this one person over. Yes. No, yes, I'm based out of Florida. Why, pig? Why? Oh. Sorry. Know some of y'all might have pig. I mean police and y'all families, you know what I'm saying? Police ass niggas. What up? More power to them. Shout out to all the flashlight cops out there that wanted to race me last night. Flashlight motherfucker, you. I burnt his ass.
You got punked by flashlight cops?
Yeah, motherfucker, flashlight cop. They give them the old police ass looking cars and shit. Call themselves community intervention and shit. Intervene on these, nigga. Yeah, he had old young buck in there and trying to act like he was hard and shit. You know, sitting at the light and shit. He gonna hit the light. He don't even know the light, so you know what I'm saying? By the time he done hit the motherfucker, he done ran into a red light. So I know the lights now. I know them bitches nighttime. You can hit him just right. You'll catch all of them green. So I'm riding on his ass, and then I know he sped up. As soon as that stopped, I knew the next time I was finna catch out. I pulled off on that. Yeah, brown! Flew right by his motherfucking ass. Fucking right. Then they tried to blow his engine trying to catch up to me. Fucking right. That's how you do it. Oh. And we're back.
Right. I'll be on the show.
Who the what? What did you say? Hello?
Hello?
What did you just say?
I don't know.
Is this thing on? Hello? Is this thing on?
Can you hear me?
Oh. What you do? Run the archives back and then listen to the show or something?
Who? Me?
And your damn show ain't listening, so you must be running the archives back.
Who, me?
Oh, is somebody else on the phone? My bad. Hey, other call.
Is he on the phone?
No, it's just us. Oh, man. I gotta get the Ebony and Ivory song. Ebony, Ivory.
Ivory.
Oh, man.
What?
That's too funny. How about zebra bars? Put it in your mouth. Oh, man. All right, people. We've been having some good times right here live, Wrecking the Game Radio. Just to let y'all know, I am over my 100th episode. Yes.
Oh, yay.
And I meant to do a 100 episode party, so I think I'm going to set that up for tomorrow. I got to count up how many episodes I've actually done, and that's what is going to be the topic. 100 and something episodes, baby. Ow! It's real. It took me 4 months. And here I go. Damn right. Over 100, baby. Still rolling. Still rolling. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I hear a lot of traffic. Where are you at, Tasha? In traffic or something?
No, I'm in my bedroom.
Oh. Well, there's a lot of traffic in your bedroom?
Yes.
I don't know what happened. You move by the freeway, you don't move by the freeway, girl. Oh, I guess y'all don't have freeways. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my bad. We were supposed to leave Mike alone. That was 1,200 jokes ago. Shouts out to Mike, man. Shouts out to Sarah. Sarah.
I loved him. How I
Sarah,
found
turn
out.
On your faucet again.
How I found out.
Oh.
My cousin, she messaged me this morning, and all she said was, Michael Jackson is dead. That's all she wrote. Nothing else. So I was just like, whatever, thinking that she's talking shit.
Oh.
And...
Let's say a prayer. Pass this on to 10 people if you're going to be blessed for saying prayers for Michael Jackson. Pass this on. Fuck that shit. R.I.P. nigga. And what were you saying?
Okay. Nothing. no, that's it. And I didn't believe it because she always jokes around that shit. She's always saying, oh, did you hear about this person who died? And it's like, no, really? And she's like, no. She's always cracking jokes about people that die. So I just thought she was kidding. She's crazy.
Oh.
My cousin is, like, crazy. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Gotta go someday, hey?
She played a joke on a friend of ours. Our friend's obsessed since she was a little girl with New Kids on the Block. Please, I don't understand why or how, but she was. And they played a joke on her and told her that one of them died. And she was driving to work when she got the phone call. She almost had an accident. She had to leave work because she was crying that much. And she went home and she was, like, ready to, like, kill herself. And to come to find that it was only a joke. That's terrible.
Damn.
Don't joke about
shit
like that.
What the fuck? What the hell? Yeah, she needs her ass whooped. What kind of shit is that? Who the fuck cares?
I wasn't there. You got your whole life involved
in somebody else's life that you don't even motherfucking know. Probably ain't he never met, and damn sure ain't talking to on the phone every day. What kind of bullshit is that? To go through all of that goddamn drama. Man, what the hell ever, man? Washed up ass New Kids on the Block. Fuck hell. And we're back live. And you were saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd be listening like, damn, he's been live for like 30 minutes. Why are you still saying live? Motherfucker, we back live. Shit. Don't worry about that.
Oh my god.
Let's turn your ears back on.
Oh,
Jesus, where does he get this stuff? I don't know. I really don't know. This guy here. Okay, people, we're winding now. Guess we'll get into a couple of jams real quick. Get into some promotion, you know how we do it. Oh, yeah, gotta represent. Home we get Miss Janu. You know what I'm saying? You can check her out at www.myspace.com/Janu, the princess. Yes, we coming to a city near you.
Can I not? Ask a question?
Can you not?
Okay.
What'd you say? Go ahead. I'm fucking with you, man. Yes, woman. How can I help you?
No, nothing now.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. My motherfucker.
Fuck you. A big fucking F you to you. That. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, okay, now I forgot the fuck I was gonna say. Fuck you, Smelly. Man, what was I gonna say?
Oh man. I know what you were gonna say.
I don't know.
Welcome to Mel. That's your record towed in?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. Just stopped.
Engine seized up on you. When was the last time you changed all?
I was just going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you ever think maybe a car is a living thing?
Huh?
One of God's beautiful living creatures?
Well, no.
Engine's like a big heart. All is like blood. All pan is like a liver. You killed it.
What?
You're an engine killer, boy. You ought to be put away.
Hey, I just...
Engine killer.
Hey.
Engine killer. Engine killer. Engine killer.
I'm sorry.
Right now, dirty oil is poisoning your car. At Jiffy Lube, we know the longer you wait to change it, the more damage you're doing. Come to Jiffy Lube and change your oil now with Pennzoil world-class protection, because you don't want to kill your engine.
Here's your loaner car, engine killer.
This is a tricycle.
That's right.
Jiffy Lube with Pennzoil. Tomorrow. Before it's too late.
Yes. And you were saying?
I forgot, man. Too late.
You know what I think about you.
What do you think about me, Smelly?
Oh, yeah.
He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty swole. You got the kind of body, make the fella spin, though. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty swole. You got the kind of body, make the fella spin, though. Yeah, I wanna time, yeah, I spend time. Good when you think you want, you just be mine. Yeah, I wanna time, yeah, I spend time. Good when you think you want, you just be mine. Oh, my God, did you see him? He looking so good, like he stepped out of G. Me. Even if I want to sex, I have him next to me. But I gotta be honest, dude, really turn me on. So much so, I talk about him in my song. And I told myself it's just a physical attraction. But this kind of stuff always pop into some action. But hold on slow, I put the brakes on it. That he acting so horny like he couldn't wait on it. Then he grabbed me by my waist and put me close into his face. And he won't stop licking, say he love the way I taste. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah.
wine and dine me, I might undress. He said, whoa, mama, can you booty swole? You got the kind of body makes this other spin though. He said, whoa, mama, can you booty swole? You got the kind of body makes this other spin though. Yeah, I wine and dine, yeah, I spend time. Do anything you want, you just be mine. Yeah, I wine and dine, yeah, I spend time. Do anything you want, you just be mine.
Yeah.
Right here, put your brain up a tiny pot. A preschooler, parents hang out with that like a shitty thot.
sniper, dressy the sniper. With a scope, you made your hope. Now I'll reverse the verse to the worst when you snatch a purse. Disperse the cuss before your ride can a fucking hurt. Plan it like these for your devilish seeds. So please listen to me, because I got what you need to feed, to breathe. But first I take your ass, need to read. And moving God through before I have to get a seed. I don't care about your escapades, your tight face, your late night panty raids, or your 20 enslaved. Because I haven't done a crime, I haven't stole one skin dime. It's just dread, and I think it's about time. Mind your want, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's your dread, and I think it's about time. Mind your want, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's your dread, and I think it's about time. Mind your want, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's your dread, and I think it's about time. Mind your want, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's your dread, and I think it's about time. Time waits for no man, no way, no fucking house. Digging this thug shit, right up that pow pow. Unescorted excursion from women who only about that money skimming. Long weed trimming, lots of bitches in that dinner. Shows up looking good, but what's winners ain't always gold. That's what I was told, leave your ass out in cold. As I watch you shake and shiver, drink gin and lift your liver. Come up on the 2,000 rounds and ain't gonna be no 5,000.
Triple X Radio Hour. It's going down real big, man. That's how we do it.
The new, listen out, the really left. The really left. The left. The really left. The real left. Love is pure and clear. The Lord love is pure and clear. The real love is God. Check it out. The really love. The really love. And the real love is God. The real need love. Love. The real love is God.
Exclusive. Right here. $5.
Anybody hear this song? Tell them about script. I originated this song. Trust me. And this song is copyrighted, so I don't know why no one touched this one unless they come to VibeScript.
Know that.
The real love is God. The real love is God.
Yeah, so we're going to, you know, finish this out with, well, I ain't got no Michael Jackson loaded up, so I ain't got no Michael Jackson loaded, so.
What about We Are the People, We Are the World? You know, quite a few people get in touch with me and tell me that the song Economical Pressure put them in that song. They say that the song Economical Pressure put them in the song of that song Michael Jackson did. We are the people, we are the world. Yeah, quite a few people were getting in touch with me and telling me that Michael Jackson's song put them in the mind of my song.
We are the world. We are the world. All right, that's what we're going to wrap the show up with. This is Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Send RIP to Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett. That's how it's going down. So join us live. We next on the King of Pop Michael show with Miss Tasha Triple X. It's going down, man, right here live.
Sounds so, man. Oh, you just come like that.
Huh?
Tell me, you just come up with it. What you do, search them like that?
Yeah.
What it is?
What'd you say?
Come up with a song like that. I was talking about it and then all of a sudden started to play it. I'm asking if it's search on YouTube to get it or what?
Oh, yeah, YouTube. Tina Turner. Goddamn, Mike. Like a motherfucking beast, man. Leon Warwick. Elton John. Harry Belafonte. What the fuck was his name? I forgot. Lionel Richie, Kenny Rogers, as I know the time of year. Stevie Wonder. And that ain't Ray Charles. Yeah, directed by a brother, all right. Look like Jermaine Jackson. Hell no.
It's you and me, I bet I did. Yeah, you and me.
All right, where's Stevie at? You know Stevie gonna blow it. Get out there, Stevie. Sing it, Stevie. Sing it.
Smelly.
Yeah.
I'm afraid you say you want to hear my song. What song you want to hear? Seven number or eight number, God bless
you.
Eight number, God bless
you. They want
to. Oh yeah, crab in a barrel. Yeah.
Crab in a barrel.
Yeah, you want to hear crab in a barrel.
Well, I can't put the switchboard already turned off for the show today. Unless you come on Tasha's show and I have to upload it to her show.
What's the number?
Hold on. 718.
Hold on, what's up with that? You have a thing? Hold on, I'm going to put the new phone. Okay. Oh, the song doesn't call. I'm far around.
Yeah.
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 I was singing the song for the landlord, and the landlord was running away from me, so he said that you want to hear that song. Tell him.
Yeah.
He's saying, you have to say it, but you want to play it for him. Hold on, give her the number.
718.
718.
506. Hold on,
five.
I can play it. Hold on.
Yeah.
1431.
1431. That doesn't scare the.
I'm not saying I get it.
I get a lot of scared.
Why is that?
I was playing a song, Crab is in a Barrel, for him. No, I wasn't seeing it. That's good.
Vice calling in to Miss Tasha's show. I got a co-host.
Yeah,
so
you love it, but for some reason it's not coming all clear.
What's that?
It's not coming all clear on the phone like it used to.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I'm on a different phone too, so.
Yeah, probably.
It's in my old phone.
Probably.
I do, you know. But you got the number. Call in live. And that's where we're going. She's playing a lot of Michael Jackson hits right now, but, you know, that's how it can go.
All right.
Day all day. Yeah. And we gone, y'all. Regular Game Radio out.